The definition of entrepreneurship is that you are actually going to set up a business, you're going to take a financial risk in hopes of making profit. And that's basically what we're doing here with real estate. If you're an active investor, you're buying a property, you're putting money into it, repairing it, and then flip it. And you're hoping that you're going to make some money. Or you can just buy a property, put some money into it the same way, rent it out, and then in hopes that you're going to make some cash flow coming to you every single month. I have three things that I wanted to talk to you today about what I found out. The first thing that people don't realize is the setup cost and the time that it takes. So the setup cost is basically you're gonna have to make a really an investment in yourself. Buying a course, spending money in books, reading. You're gonna spend money and time to make sure that you kind of get off on the right foot. So that's the first thing. So the second thing is you need to understand all the details that come into your business. And as we're talking about real estate investing, the details of it is what it actually costs you to do the transactions. And it's not only the purchase price of the property that you're looking at, or the down payment that you're going to put in, the interest rate, all of those things play a part in it. But depending on the location that you're in, you're gonna find out that in some places, for example, the realtor fees are higher than in other places. Sometimes they're 5%, sometimes they're 7%. In some cases, you can negotiate even lower fees. But those fees are going to be there and are part of the cost of doing business. Another thing that you will have is your legal cost. And you're gonna have some of the things. Maybe you have a little bit of utilities, depending on how long the property that you're doing is going to be completed. You have to pay property taxes and some other things as well. In the area that I do business in, when I am selling a property, it's expected for me to help the buyer with a little bit of the down payment, in some cases to cover their closing cost. In some other areas, that it's not there. And also you have to factor that in. The reason that I'm telling you this is because even experienced people that have done flipping or renting properties, they make this mistake. For example, I'm buying the property for $50,000 and put in $30,000, which is making $80,000, and then I'm selling for $120,000. So that means leaves me a profit of $40,000, which it should be in my bank when I close the transaction. Well, it doesn't work that way. All along the way, you have to factor in all of the legal cost, anything that you didn't foresee, like you're estimating that your repair will be 30,000, but it might not be. It's usually more. And the same, if there's anything else, like point of sale inspections, all of these little things, and that's just what is so important for you to understand where you are going to be investing, because all of those things will be there in one area, but it won't be in another. So that is what is so local, that you need to understand the laws specifically in your area when you're doing transactions. So, understanding the details of what it actually costs to do the transaction as your soft cost is very, very important, because it will make you decide whether this is a profitable business or not. Sometimes the cost of doing business is quite a lot more than you think it is. The last one that you need to do is setting up realistic expectations. So we all are very eager to get going and buy a property and make profits, but how long is that going to take us, especially if you're new at the business? Being new at the business, that means that you have to go through some learning curve. In some cases, you have to spend months looking for the right property in order for you to pull the trigger. You have to be patient and you have to set up realistic expectations, because sometimes we don't have the abilities or the skills to complete the transaction right away. So you need to look at setting up yourself for success, knowing that you're going to have to spend some time understanding the area that you're in, especially if it's a new area, or if you are investing specifically where you live, you still need to know a lot of more details. Living in a city, that doesn't mean that you know all the details about it. So you still have to spend that time. It might be less time, but still you need to spend the time understanding the area from the point of view of being an investor instead of just a regular person that lives in that city. Completely different point of view. And if you do set yourself with a realistic expectation, you're gonna see how your business is gonna thrive. This is what it actually removes a lot of people from not continuing on with the business, because their expectations are so high that they're never gonna make it. Especially if you have a full-time job and you're starting your real estate investing business on a part-time basis. You really need to set yourself up correctly and have the right expectations, so you know that it's going to take you a little longer. But moving forward every day, even if you do a little bit of research or go and look at some places, do some analysis, if you do all of that, you will see that you're going to get closer and closer and closer to your goal. I hope this helps, and I will see you next time.